Nolte, far-left late-night TV's ad revenue collapses 41%. By John Nolte on April 20, 2023. The ad revenue for America's far-left late-night TV shows has collapsed 41% in just 5 years. Gee, I wonder what changed. Taps chin. Scratches beard. Stares at ceiling. Are you ready for a laugh? Although the sycophants at the left-wing Variety devote 4,500-plus words to the collapse of late-night's ad revenue, only once, and after 20 paragraphs, does Variety dare to suggest it might have a little something to do with the divisive, nasty, smug, humorless, and mean-spirited left turn late-night took about 5 years ago. As the election of President Donald Trump polarized the nation, some of late-night's voices chose to lean into politics. The fragmentation of viewing and the trickier conversational terrain have hurt the programs, says Harrison. There has been so much political news over the last 6 to 8 years, and that has filtered into late night. When that becomes a large part of your program, in this environment, you are, by math, probably not appealing to half your potential audience, he cautions. Meanwhile, as more viewers bypass linear TV, he says, it's difficult to discover these shows or promote them. Instead, the sycophants at Variety mostly blame it on streaming, social media, and the like, because, as we all know, streaming and social media weren't around 5 years ago. Oh, wait, they were. Well, that was a waste of 4,500 words. Variety, unless, of course, your only goal is to suck up to third-rate celebrities no one watches anymore. Well, I guess sucking up to third-rate celebrities no one watches anymore is one way to make a living. Here are the specifics on the collapsing ad revenue. In 2018, 7 late-night programs, NBC's Tonight and Late Night, CBS Late Show and Late Late Show, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, Comedy Central's Daily Show and NBC's Saturday Night Live, drew more than $698 million in advertising in 2018, according to Vivix, a tracker of ad spending. By 2022, that total came to $412.7 million, a drop of approximately 41% over 5 years. Fallon, Kimmel, Colbert and the others have all in recent years had to grapple not only with viewers moving to streaming, but with the coronavirus pandemic that forced their shows to embrace performances without a band and live audiences and absences due to infection. Of course, Variety blames the China flu. Guess how many paragraphs of this please like us Jimmy's propaganda you must read before Variety bothers to mention the king of late night Greg Gutfeld? 22 paragraphs. 22. Greg Gutfeld is the undisputed king of late night. And in a 4,500-word Variety piece discussing late night, Gutfeld is not mentioned for 22 paragraphs. Guess how many times Gutfeld's mentioned in the 26 paragraphs that follow paragraph 22? Never. Not once. Gutfeld is mentioned only 3 times in the entire 4,500-word piece. Jimmy Kimmel, whose ratings are lower than Gutfeld's, rates 17 mentions. Let's return to the advertising revenue. 5 years ago, these left-wing shows earned almost $700 million per year. Now it's closer to $400 million. Does that even cover the budgets to produce this junk? Anyway, that's how poisoned by politics the entertainment world has become. These propagandists are willing to lose around $300 million per year to lecture, harass, lie, and spread hate. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.